Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. I'm hot, huh?
No, I just need to turn his head.
Okay. Oh! Oh
shit.
Well, that's going to be the blooper.
Shit. You know what's crazy? I heard it happening. I didn't see it, but I could hear it.
And it was loud.
It was like two inches loud.
Why don't you just close that window right there?
Yeah, I said about to do it.
What do you think? It's only 43 seconds.
It'd be easier
in.
For editing, huh?
Well, it's only 43 seconds.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's just keep going. This is real.
You guys aren't rookies. Come on. It's part of the.
JD's trying to keep his three take rule, bro. You messing him up.
It's not gonna happen.
All right. We ready?
I don't know why you have this ridiculous expectation that you're gonna get.
Preparing us.
You guys think that we're gonna get an hour's worth of content in an hour and 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, man.
I understand what Los is saying, but I also understand what JD is saying too. Because
hey,
it would be nice.
It's going to prep us.
What else would be nice?
What?
If I had $1 million, just drop out of the sky.
You will once we have a studio.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to.
This will prep us.
Let me introduce us.
It's the bonus content.
Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. We have a special guest in the building.
Hey.
We got Gotti.
What's the deal?
Man.
How you doing?
I've known Gotti for, how many years now? I met you in, my freshman year or something like that?
Yeah,
or
man,
even after.
I met you when I was 19, and I'm 31 now, bro.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
We've been knowing each other for a long time. So, of course, we got JD.
Hey.
We got Los. I'm not going to say the lovely in the beginning because he doesn't like it. But
I mean, you can say it.
They know what his name is, Lovely Los.
Yeah, at this point, you just said it anyway. I'm not going to say the lovely. But I just said it.
Yeah. I just had to let the people know, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's do a toast. Gotti, it's a pleasure to have you, Doc.
Appreciate y'all for having
Welcome
me.
Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it.
We do want a show before the year's over, so that way Los can get his $1 million.
For real.
$1 million.
Anyways.
Well, listen, this is going to be a landmine of a topic. So I hope whatever we say here, you guys can be gentle with us. Actually, Los, before we dive into the topic.
Why are you looking at that, bro?
I'm not even gonna get in there. I'm actually gonna ask him something that I think he actually told me about when we were on the phone the other day.
Uh-oh.
You said you got a DM. Uh-huh. Of somebody, and it just happens that you're smoking marijuana right now, but you got a DM from somebody.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about that.
Yeah, see, I got you.
Interesting. This is actually a good question for all
everybody.
Of us. Yeah,
this
is a good one. And I told him that we would bring it up, so I'm glad you reminded me.
Yes.
Basically, this dude is engaged, and his fiance told him, it's the weed or me.
Oh, he sent that to all of us, no?
Did you get it too?
I think I got it too.
Okay, so yeah you
I
got
didn't
it
get
also.
It.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
So
he had to choose up. She was asking him to choose up.
Oh, that's his answer. Essentially,
get out of here.
His fiance is not a smoker,
right?
Which I relate to. Shan doesn't smoke, and I smoke.
Yep.
And we had entered a crossroads like that, but it wasn't as ultimative as like that was.
Yeah.
She was basically like, "You do it a lot,"
mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was smoking every day. Like as soon as I woke up. Throughout the day.
You were a smoker, smoker.
Big faded.
All the time. All the time. Boy, do you smoke?
No, I don't smoke.
You don't
no
smoke?
More. I used to.
You used to. I can see it in your eyes.
No.
Yeah.
I don't smoke no more.
You high right now.
It's residual high.
I have life.
Yeah. She definitely gave me that like talk. Like, yo, you do it a lot. You have to know when to do it socially. You have to know when to do it when you're addicted to it. So.
Right.
I can relate to him.
Well, from what he was saying, it's a social thing. Barely mm-hmm. even that. Like, from what I was understanding, it's more like a glass of wine at the end of the day for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's not something that he's waking up. He's not wake and bake. He's not, you know, oh, I'm going to the store. I got to roll one up. Like, it's just, you know, once a day.
Yeah.
And apparently it's not to him. He's like, it's not a big deal for me as far as my consumption. Like, I'm not consuming a lot. It doesn't dominate my life. It doesn't dominate my thought process. It's just something I do at the end of the day to relax. But she hates it.
Mm. I would like to ask, too, because it might be, even though he only does it at the end of the day, it might mm-hmm. be bleeding into his relationship, like, in a sense of it affects the way he connects with her. Because I know that was Shan's like biggest issue, was that like when I was high.
Yeah, you were high.
I was just not really there. I wasn't present. Mm-hmm. Right. And I couldn't have the conversations that would like stimulate her. Mm-hmm. And so that was her biggest concern with me, was like, right. She doesn't mind if I smoke when I'm recording. She doesn't mind if I smoke with like my friends when I'm low or nothing. Right. Right. But when I'm connecting with her, she's just kind of like, I don't really like the high version of you.
That's probably his girl's situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming.
He didn't say.
He didn't say that.
I think it's two different avenues, though. Like, you got to think about it. If it's them being in like a all the way getting married relationship, or them just dating.
It's his fiance.
Oh, if it's his fiance, then they're going to have a real conversation. If she wants him to fully stop, though,
right.
I think that's more so something she should have said in the beginning. Because if she's been knowing that he's been smoking,
yeah, that's a good point.
That's something that's like a bad connector right there.
And that was where I ended up, too. I was like, man, like, for you to drop that once you're engaged to me, that's foul play to me. You should have been said, like, But I'm guessing she probably hinted at it at some point, like, I don't really like you smoking. Mm-hmm. But if that's the case, like, that ultimatum should have been made before you guys.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, either way, I feel like I still end up right there. But I don't know. Personally, I'm not a fan of ultimatums. Like, I don't like the whole, like, it's this or me. Like, all right, well, like, my knee-jerk reaction automatically when somebody says that to me is like, all right,
well,
it's cool.
Not
well,
you then.
See you.
Yeah.
Like, that's just naturally where I go. So,
I mean, I don't like the word compromise, but I feel like it has to be a comfortable compromise, meaning that both of y'all come to this idea that, okay, I'm going to be smoking it this time, and I might be this way at this time.
Let my
man
smoke his weed every now and then. Shit.
Yeah, let him get a glass of wine.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that word compromise? Damn. Actually, I heard this the other day. Is there such a thing as compromise?
It's not.
Because the way they broke it down was like, so in this case scenario, let's say the compromise is he smokes less or when he's with his boys, when she's not around. Right. But he's not smoking as much as he wants to.
Exactly.
OK. Mm. And then she wants him to ultimately just quit altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the compromise is we're both settling to not get what we want.
I learned this in marriage counseling. Comfortable compromise, because it's never a compromise. It's like a full compromise. Exactly. Yeah, it's crazy.
Exactly.
But it's interesting. I think you can find, you know,
happy medium,
a medium in there. Yeah. Like, I guess to your point, like, that's an interesting way of looking at compromise, because I never even fully thought about that way. I know for me, as soon as I started slowing down on my consumption of weed, I did notice that Shan and I's connection got better.
Right.
And I ultimately, at the end of the day, I valued the connection that I had with Shan more than I had with weed.
Of course.
Although I still enjoy it, you know, I still partake here and there, but it's so much less now.
Right.
The funny thing is, I feel like unless you're Snoop, the older you get, the less you smoke.
Yeah.
Like, I know my smoking is cut back as I sit here and smoke.
I was like, what?
Like, the amount, like, you know how much I, like.
No, he used
like,
to blow down. More than this? Yes,
this
yes.
This is nothing.
Yes.
Like, if you think I'm a smoker, you should get around some real smokers right now.
See, what's interesting to me, I mean, maybe you're immune to it, but how you function at a high level is fascinating to me. But I'm not a smoker.
I tell them that all the time.
I'm not a smoker.
I tell them that all the time. I was like, you're the only person I know who doesn't change when they smoke.
Because if I smoke, I'd be out of commission for like 3 days.
And that's why I stopped smoking. Mm-hmm. I lose my whole day. Just
that's what I'm saying. It's like Cat Williams. It's like, turning, I got shit to do today.
Yeah. You know, my whole day turned to water.
Also, you have to smoke the right thing for what you're doing. I'm not going to smoke a heavy indica and then come over here and try it. Like, I'll just, then I'll really just be
done
looking out the window.
Well,
so what are we talking about today?
Yeah, I was going to say, that was not the topic, but I think that this topic is definitely going to take a left. Because it's about to get real interesting.
And a right and a left.
Let's just call it is, bro. Today we're talking about.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Get in there.
Men are trash. We're not saying they are, but one of the common narratives out here in the streets is men are trash.
Y'all gonna get me in trouble today.
Yeah, we're all gonna get in trouble.
We're all gonna get in trouble.
we're all gonna
go down with the ship.
Yeah.
But
except for Lowe's.
But I think for us sitting here, I don't want to speak on anyone's behalf, but the disclaimer is we're going to speak from personal experiences.
Yeah. Facts.
We're going to let you guys know not all men are trash. And we're going to try to figure out.
Sorry.
He's getting away from you right now.
He's squirming a little bit.
Basically, I'm getting away from JD. For those of you who just listened. Getting a little bit more separation.
And we're just
going
to try to just keep it real. That's all we can do.
Yeah. Okay, well, I guess, have you ever been called trash by a woman?
Not to my face.
Oh, yeah, no, not to my face.
Technically, no, but I have been called something.
I've been called trash a lot.
Oh, to your face?
To my face. I've also been called trash on the internet a lot.
Well, we know you've been called trash on the internet a lot. The internet is not kind to
you. It's a sensitive part for me, guys.
I thought about that edit. That was a hack job. That was brutal.
Yeah.
Which one?
The open relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. The side by side.
Oh, yeah. I got memed up.
They took a video that Shan made from a year ago and then like put a recent one on top of it, and just the correlation was.
Oh, I thought it was the one that's
kind.
Like, we're pro open relationship. I just got an STD.
That's the one he's talking about.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, she didn't get the STD in our
from
relationship.
You. Yeah, I know.
She got it in a monogamous relationship, which is the funniest
the irony,
part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyways, yes, I've been called trash. It doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel kind of discarded.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, can we just like try to separate the men in trash? Okay. So follow me.
JD, take it away.
First of all, not all men are trash. Okay. Second of all, boys may be trash, but men. Men trash or are boys trash?
Hey, but look, since you posed it like that, let's identify what trash is.
Because
I think this is a terminology given from women who want men to be monogamous but be honest.
Right.
And I think that's where the differences come from with just the side flip on it. Because I personally feel like men are honest as hell, but they just say everything a certain way.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
Yeah.
And y'all might say I'm trash for saying it like that, but that's just the reality to it.
Yeah.
Because women push monogamy.
Yeah.
That's real.
I don't think it's based on monogamy, though. I think it's a much broader statement about just like it can include, you know, men and the way we operate with women, but I think it goes on a much larger scale. I think they look at it more as like even down to like male privilege and things like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a much, when they say men are trash, they're talking about workplace, you know, social media, dating, just like in general, a large just
right. And you gotta take it down to the origin, like why they started saying it. There was a murder that happened, I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago, where the husband burned the body of the wife. And I think he threw her in the trash. And so women started saying men are trash to combat that whole movement. And then also say, you know, to say like the misogyny and the toxic masculinity, and like it was unifying women to be like, I've had my experience with the trash man as well. And so they say it because they were going through, you know, living in today's society as a woman is tough.
Facts.
I was having this thought, you know, because I hate the phrase. Like, it really does crawl under my skin. But at the same sentiment, when you say all men are trash, I mean, not all men are trash. I think they hear that as, you know, when somebody says the police, right? And we go, no, you know, there's some good police. Not all police are bad. Right. And so they hear it like, oh, well, you're just supporting a bad movement.
They hear all lives matter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, you and Lowe's dropping gems right now, because y'all making this a way broader topic than I was thinking at first. Because when you say men are trash, the first thing I think about is hurt females across the lines of not understanding that their actions is what caused them to have an outcome that results to why they have the type of interaction they have with certain men.
Right.
So
well, that's
when you,
part of it, too.
Yeah, so when you put it down in perspective of like how we look at the cops and just how we throw everybody in the same bucket, I can see that. But I think it's also just the upbringing. That's me, though, because I know I don't really see all police as trash. That's crazy for me to say as a black man, but I don't see all cops as trash because of an upbringing. And also, I have family that is in the force, but I can see the history and concept of why people think that way.
No, it's interesting. It's like, so I only say that beginning sentiment just to let women know that we at this panel understand why they're saying it.
Facts.
Now, that doesn't negate the fact that the saying is probably a knee-jerk reaction to us who pride themselves off of being a stand-up dude.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it makes me feel, you know, when I think about it, it makes me feel like, damn, am I not worthy enough? Like, that you're going to put me in a batch with people who are using their privilege to keep women down. Mm-hmm. Am I now getting discarded with these men? Right. Am I now getting categorized with these men? And it sucks to know that, like, when a woman sees me walking down the street and it's at night, when she sees me, she doesn't see me for who I am. She sees me as a threat.
Right.
And that kind of, like, that kind of sucks to know that is the mind frame that they're thinking of. And I think the other thing I want to say is that, like, you know, to Gotti's point is, like, when a woman says men are trash, as a queen, you should feel that you're not attracting that type of energy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, a trash dude should not be able to market himself to you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Message.
Yeah. Exactly. but yeah, so I you know, I just think that phrase definitely, when I read it, it's a knee-jerk reaction of, like, what the fuck is going on? Because we would never support this type of coping mechanism in any other type of situation.
Right.
If it's drug addiction, if it's trauma, or if it's whatever, like, you, like, I don't know how, well, they speak at therapy, but you go to therapy a lot. Mm-hmm. If you've dealt with something with your mom who was traumatic, or or a family member, do they say to, like, constantly,
my mom's trash?
Yeah. Do they say that that's how you unify with your trauma? Or
no, you're supposed to understand why. You're supposed to assess your feelings, right? You're supposed to break them down, dissect them. Don't run from them. Or just don't put them in the same category as all cops are bad, all men are trash, all, you know, single mothers, whatever the case is. So, and that's what I think, it to your point of putting that energy out there, it's like, obviously, there's some scorn women out here. It is what it is. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But instead of doing this all the time, pointing the finger at all these men who you let into your life to, you know, for lack of a better term, treat you like, or for them to act like trash, what does that say about you if you're continuing to attract these trash men, right? Mm. What you focus on, you create more of. Mm. So if you're sitting there focused like, all men are trash, guess who's going to come into your life? Mm. More trash men.
Accountability.
Yeah. Accountability needs to be taken every now and then, more often than not, but every now and then. And I think that's part of the reason why it gets under my skin too, is like, hold on, like, to your point of, if you call yourself an evolved woman and a valued woman, why would you even entertain this? Mm. Why are you spending the time of day or months, or God, hopefully not longer than that, to ultimately say, oh, he's trash?
Yeah.
So again, accountability to what you're saying, Gotti, as well, but it's sensitive for me, because I'm just like, you know, again, we're part of a panel where we're trying to be the evolved man. We're trying to show and to talk about what that looks like and what that is. So it's it just doesn't go over light.
Yeah. you know, it'd be a better phrase. Maybe men can be trash instead of men are trash.
Oh, shit. There's the social clip. What you got, Los?
I mean, it's not it's not that big a deal to me. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It doesn't move my needle one way or another. Like, I don't know. It's hard for me to get worked up over it, because I understand why they say it. So it's not something that, like, when I hear it, I don't take it personal, because I know they're not talking about me.
Yeah.
And so for a woman to say that, especially.
You just turn the cheek, huh?
I mean, it's not even so much me turn the cheek, because she's not talking about me.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bother me.
Do you have that much encounters, though, like, with women to say, you've had that type of conversation with them?
Bro, I don't have
I
to
think
talk
that's why.
Women.
Yeah, I think that's why. I think like JD said, I'd be listening.
I'm fucking with you, bro.
No, I'm only saying that, I'm saying, like, just to go off what he said, like, when I'm hearing that type of conversation around me or I'm dealing, because I deal with some personal stuff like that as well.
Right.
I take that shit personal, because it's like, you telling me that all men are trash and you literally can't see why this is actually the energy that you have for it. Like, look at what's happening. Now understand why you have that energy. And I think a lot of women don't do that. I mean, I don't want to just speak on that. I have to take accountability.
Yeah.
Because if you're coming to me calling me trash,
I gotta figure out what it is.
Yeah, I gotta figure out. So I'm just saying, you gotta think about it both ways.
But that's the thing, is like, if it's the woman who's saying for year after year after year, men are trash, this is why I'm single type of thing, that's who I'm more so talking about right now. Yeah. It's like, where's the accountability? You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing wrong? Because you can take control what's in your control.
A whole year.
What can you work on to either A, not attract this trash man, or B, to try to be better in the relationship so he can, you know, I don't want to say treat you better, but so you can just have that self-worth and that value system.
Right.
So that's something I'm hoping, you know, women can take accountability for. Just like we're trying to, like, to Gotti's point, we're trying to take accountability and hold on. Not all men are trash. We make some mistakes, but it takes a real man to own up to it, to take accountability, and to hopefully change and implement what needs to be, you know, done.
That's where I think that as thinking through it, you know, I kind of landed similar to where Los was at, where and that's what I was saying earlier. It was like, maybe it gets to a place where it's just something that they're saying right now because they've been going through it for so many centuries. Mm-hmm. And we just have to, as men, just take it on the chin at this point. Mm-hmm. But it sucks because I also feel what you're saying, because I do have those knee-jerk reactions when I see mm-hmm. all men are trash, or men right. are trash, or throw the whole man away. Yeah. I see that a lot. And it's been said to me a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it just kind of, it does make me feel like all the work that I have done to not be a trash man,
right?
I instantly get put in the category as these other men. Mm-hmm. And it makes me feel like I was saying, it makes me feel like am I just worthy of being thrown away? Like not even helped to get to that next place. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, that's the end right there. Yeah. Men are trash. You are trash.
Well, maybe that's the point of that saying.
It is.
It's to make you feel that feeling.
Yeah.
Because it
to
makes you change. Yeah. Well, yeah, because it makes you identify with some of what they've probably gone yeah. through mm-hmm. themselves. So maybe that is the point of it. Is
and, that's a good point.
And that was something that I read too, was that you know, these type of sayings and movements are not meant to make you feel good.
Right.
They're meant to make you go, oh shit. You know what I mean?
Self-evaluation. Yeah.
In that same frame mind is mm-hmm. like, or in that same saying, it still says like, hey, like this still does make me feel weird.
Yeah. Well, there's you know a better way. To say
maybe
it.
If it makes yeah. you feel something, there's cause for that. Maybe that lets you know right there, I got something I need to work on.
Well, it's like Jerry was saying, like, you know, he's been called that in the past. I've been, you know, I'm sure described as that. So for us doing all the work, for all of us to do all the work and to no longer be that.
But have you been called that since?
No,
I've been called it last week.
Well, you get called it on the internet, hey, but I'm telling you, has somebody of worth told mm-hmm. you that? Somebody in your life told you that? So I mean,
somebody
that
knows
is right,
you?
Right, no. exactly. No. So like, that, I feel like that proves my point right there. Yeah. Like, yes. if you hear that phrase and you have some reaction in you, you probably have something in you that is kind of trash. Possibly, maybe
we
that's
all do,
guilty
yeah.
conscious.
Yeah. Los, you actually said something that was really dope, and it made me, you're actually like changing my stance on the way I feel about the phrase, honestly. Mm. But I would love to now go down what you were saying, what that phrase was meant for you to do. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a call to action with that phrase.
Yeah.
So do you think that we can kind of discuss what they want from us when they say that?
Sure.
Not just you, all of us.
Break it down, Los.
You want me to lead it? I mean, I think ultimately it's just accountability. It just, you know, they just want you to acknowledge that mm-hmm. as a man, you probably benefited from just being a man in some way, shape, or form. And to, you know, I guess not, I guess be aware of it and not take advantage of it, you know. Mm. And I mean, also, yeah, there's the extreme circumstances where somebody's a murderer and he throws his wife in the trash, in which case he is just trash, and it's not about taking accountability. It's just a statement of fact. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, it works both ways in that regard. So.
Yeah, no, I love what you're saying. It's like it takes like understanding that we have privilege, yeah. and that mm-hmm. you know, we probably grown up abusing that privilege, right. which, you know, I guess in turn makes us trash in their phrase, you know. Mm. And so it does take a little bit of like recognizing it, and then also thinking about the times that you may have let abuser go because it was normal. You didn't really like at your workplace, you know, you start moving up and you don't understand why you're moving up and getting new positions. Mm-hmm. You do the same work as your homegirl.
I hear you, but let me say something. I might get a lot of backlash on this, but I have to say it.
Yeah.
How much accountability does a man have to take? Because I personally mm-hmm. feel like when it comes down to us taking accountability in certain relationships that we have with people, sometimes we are the people that have to kind of lower mm-hmm. the standards of who we are in mm-hmm. some sense. Like, if I'm in a relationship and you're asking of me what I can do for you mm-hmm. because you're doing for me, and then I start to do what you ask of me and you lessen what you're doing because you're saying something like, just giving a prime example because I'm kind of mixing that up, but you want me to give you a date night every week, right? But let's just say I'm asking for, you know, you to cook and clean every day, just a simple compromise. Mm. Then you stop cooking and cleaning. I don't say nothing. Mm. But as soon as I miss one date night, all hell break loose.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that to say that I kind of relate that to a lot of the things that we encounter with other, you know, especially women. We have that, like, we have to just lessen it a little bit, not to be so I guess we're aggressive. I don't know how to say what type of image they have of us, but we have to take accountability so much to the point where when we start to say, where's your accountability? Mm-hmm. It's like we're attacking them.
Yeah, you get called toxic. And you
That's interesting, Gotti, because I recently in our marital therapy, we've been going talking about it shouldn't be tit for tat.
Right.
No one should be keeping score.
Right.
Right. It's the thing where it's like if there's dishes in the sink and I happen to have the time to do them because my wife's busy.
Yeah.
Just get them done. It's the betterment of us. It's the betterment of our common area in the kitchen. Right. It's not my kitchen. It's not her kitchen.
Pick your battles.
It's pick your battles. It's definitely about not keeping score. Now, that's easier said than done. Right. Because that
for us.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying for us. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's you know, they say the little things add up.
Right.
So we keep putting off, fine, I'll do it, fine, I'll do it, fine, I'll do it. At a certain point in time, you're like, damn, like, you see these dishes, right?
Exactly.
Like,
at what point do you know, and this is kind of off topic, but I'm just to dive off of what you said, but at what point does it get to a point where, you know, a person is just being lazy and you have to, as your partner, call them out a little bit?
Perfect, because my wife's sitting there in the therapy, and the therapist goes, do you think your wife is lazy? And I said, no, definitely not. I don't think she's lazy at all. And he goes, okay, so you're kind of alluding that maybe she could be. I'm like, no, I'm just simply saying, like, help me help you kind of thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
it how many tea bags do I have to endure?
You know what's crazy? Gotti, just full disclosure. Shan leaves tea bags in the sink. It drives me fucking nuts. But but you know what's interesting about that? It's like, yeah, I don't think she's a lazy person, but she has been lazy.
In maybe this department,
you know what I mean? Yeah, like that's okay to say. Yeah. Like I'm not calling you a lazy person.
Yeah, well, I think for me, and what I ended up saying was like, I don't think you're lazy. I don't even think you're lazy in this department. I think you this is just something you can work more on. Mm-hmm. Right. At the end of the day, again, it's on the delivery. Yeah. You know. So
I was just gonna say that you can't say nothing the way you want to say it.
It's all. It's on. But you can in marital therapy.
And but that's because
you got a mediator.
But then that's what I'm saying. That's the accountability part because I feel like. When you're in that type of relationship and you do speak on what you would like or what you do want, then all of a sudden the tit for tat comes out on the other end. And I'm only saying that because I'm dealing with that in my relationship more so. Like, it's growing, it's evolving, getting better. We're definitely communicating better on it. But in our beginning stages, for those out there that are in relationships, you have to watch what you say as a man. You have to make sure that if you do say something wrong, you apologize for it, whether they say it's okay or not. Mm-hmm. And then that's where I come into that accountability part because I don't think women ever apologize.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
They don't.
You know, I think
it's rare.
It's rare.
It's very rare.
You know what it comes down to? And I've came to this, and I've actually said this a couple times on this podcast. I was on another podcast where I said it there. It comes down to we as men have to be able to, and this is going to sound rough and very straightforward, but we as men have to be able to put her in her place without provoking her ego. And the same vice versa. She has to be able to communicate to us what she doesn't like and put us in our place without provoking our ego. And communication, you know, Shan said this on the last podcast, was like, communication is not about what you say. It's about how you want the other person to hear it and what they want, what you want them to hear. Right. So sometimes it just comes down to, like, you know, figuring out exactly how you want to say what you want to say and figuring out, like, all right, you have to know your partner. Like, these buttons are going to be triggering. So I'm going to figure out a different way to actually explain that to them.
And see, but that takes effort.
It does take effort.
It takes effort. It takes awareness. Yeah. It takes accountability. And trash men are probably not here for that.
I'm not
doing all that. Yeah, I'm not putting the work in. I'm not trying to, what you mean? Yeah. It's not what I say. It's how you, no, hell no. You're going to listen to what I'm talking. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's why Los also had a great implant in my brain on this whole men are trash thing.
You start to feel a little less.
But it definitely, it's stuff like that where it's like, but we're not those men. Yeah. I will take the time. Like what you just said is a whole gem. Bro.
Yeah.
Like that shit resonated with me because I'm like, damn, that's so true. It's not how you say it. It's or what you're saying so much. It's how you're saying it. It's how the person's receiving it. And that is partly your responsibility. Mm. It bothers me when women are like, all men are trash. You got any homeboys that are single?
Yeah.
Hey, I was just finna say that because I really think it's funny. Do women watch what they say?
I don't. I think.
It's a hard one, right?
I'll try to figure out how to say this, but I think.
It's how you say it, Jared.
I think that there is women out there who do know how to communicate with men. But I do think that there is a lot of, there's a big majority of women that feel they're tired of the shit. So they got tired of having to deal with all this bullshit from other types of men, not necessarily yeah. us.
Right.
That when they come down to getting to know us, they already are on edge of like, yo, I walk down the street and five dudes just call me and whatever, trying mm-hmm. to holler at me. And mm-hmm. I get to this date mm-hmm. and now you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. they just unload on you what they have experienced in their past. But doesn't make it right. But all right,
I might get a little controversial. I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm only saying this because of what you said.
Yeah.
Women don't talk.
Yeah.
When I say that, mm-hmm. I mean like they, if you get them mad, you don't know why they're mad.
Mm-hmm.
But we're supposed to communicate. I'm saying mm-hmm. we're supposed to communicate, but for the most part, I know when my girl got an attitude.
Oh,
I know,
God, yeah.
I know when she's not fucking with
me. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Okay, she's not fucking with me today. But my whole thing about that is like, when you communicate that whole idea of I need a man that can talk to me and communicate mm-hmm. with me, but you need tomorrow to talk.
Yeah.
I will never understand that about.
Have you seen Malcolm and Marie?
I have.
So, you know, in the beginning when
that movie
when she's
is
like,
toxic. Toxic.
No.
So in the beginning
don't,
of the movie.
Don't watch it. Don't watch it.
I had no plans on it.
In the beginning of that movie, like, so she comes in and she's like slamming stuff down, like all she's angry. Yeah. And he's like, what's wrong? And she's like, nothing. And she just going through her stuff.
Worst.
Yeah, she's going through her stuff, and she's not wanting to have the conversation. And he's like, let's just talk about it. I'm ready to talk about it.
Right.
And it was triggering for me because Shan does that same thing. Shan does that same thing, but what Shan
triggering
had to...
Triggering for me, too.
All of them. Me, too. Shit.
What Shan explained it to me was like, look, I already know. I mean, you guys already know. I'm a terrible person to argue with. It takes me a while to get to the understanding of the other person's view. It takes me a while to get out of my own perspective to understand what she is feeling or what you guys are feeling. You guys have seen it on the podcast. But and so when she is saying nothing, she is waiting till a time when she is not upset so that we can have the dialogue, the long form dialogue that we're going to get into without her emotions getting wrapped in it.
Right.
So it has less to do with her not wanting to have the conversation, but more to be like, I already know you so well that if I bring this up right now, I'm mad. I'm going to say something that's going to trigger you off. And so that's what I had to come to understand with them doing that.
You know, okay, got it.
I was just going to say, how do you deal with that energy, though? That's my problem.
It's hard, bro. I'm not going to lie.
So what I was going to say was I learned this a long time ago. And I'm definitely not. I haven't mastered it at all, as you guys know. But, and Shay, my wife will attest.
Look at Lowe's face.
It's all about, you can see the eyes even through the shady side up sunglasses. Shout out to Shady Side.
Hey, Rome.
It comes down to this. You want to respond, not react.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right? So in your case, Jay, like Shay will do that too. She'll be walking around like Marie. And I'm like, oh, so we're just not going to talk?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
So it's on your terms. Yeah. I'm supposed to be cool with that? Right. You know what I mean? I'll get hot. And
that's
then I'm
me.
Like,
that's me.
You know what I'm saying? But then thank God she's not popping off with me because nothing will get done. Right?
No.
The loudest loses.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
So in a situation like that, you got to trust your wife to be like, okay, She definitely knows me. And at this point in time, she definitely knows me better than I know myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's time to take a step back, to respond, to process and assess. Let's have an adult conversation.
Yeah.
Where our tank is a little bit lowered with the hot tank. You know what I mean? But that takes maturity. And for me, it takes trust for my wife.
Yeah.
Right? Because I know she has my best interest at heart. It's not about her doing things on her time frame. Yeah. It's about her knowing me again better than I know myself in these moments. And definitely knowing what's better for our relationship and our marriage, and it's to respond and not react.
It's so fucking hard.
Easier
though.
Said than
it's
done.
It's so fucking hard because I'm the type of person that I can't go to sleep mad. Like,
I can.
You can't?
See, I can't.
We gotta hash it out.
Sleep like a baby, huh?
Yeah. No, I'm out. I get my best.
No, not me, bro. I have to, like, I can't.
That's
I can't do this.
That's
like
me.
We gotta we gotta talk. I know it's gonna be hard,
but bro, it's you gotta think in the long term.
Yeah, no, and that's what,
it's short term in that moment.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you.
Yeah, it's so hard.
And that's why I sleep well.
Yeah,
that's exactly why I sleep well. I'm like, you know what? You going anywhere tomorrow? No, am I? No, we're in this for the long
haul. Hash it out.
I'm in the middle now. Like I used to really be like Jared. Like I ain't gonna go to sleep tonight. What should we talk like?
Yeah.
But the thing is, my relationship is flipped. Like you said, you are the person that you can pop off, and she's like, I ain't gonna. So ours is flipped. Yeah. I'm the person that's like, I'm not gonna pop off. I'm gonna just listen, and if you listen, you know, we talk, right?
Yeah.
But now I'm starting to realize, like you said, we can figure this out. Yeah. It's gonna be another day that we can figure this out.
Well, again, it's that long term game, man, and that took me a while. I have a hard time trusting people, so and I'm always the one to protect my heart. No matter what the hell the situation is, like
as you should,
I'm not getting hurt. That was like my mentality. But then I'm like, but I got to remember who I'm dealing with. Mm. This is my wife.
Mm-hmm.
We said vows. We committed to this. It's not you're not just some
you
girl.
Gotta trust her,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like again, I'm in this for the long haul. And I here's the other thing. And this is Los's favorite thing that I say. I always try to. I know, Gotti, you're new. I always try to provide a solution. In the moment, I'm like, we gotta fix this. Nah, this can't. We gotta fix it. I want a solution. I want answers. I want a black and white laid out blueprint.
Yeah,
but I realize here on Enjoy the Podcast that every now and then, you don't have to be the one to come up with that solution. Even if there needs to be a solution, you don't have to be the one that comes up with it.
I feel it.
So for me to trust my wife to be like, you know what, I don't have the answer, Sway, but maybe you do, and I'm here for it.
That's beautiful.
So stop saying men are trash because we're
not. There we go. Oh my God.
Message.
Okay. So I think we've spoke about the men are trash enough. I think we could wrap it up on that, and I think we could use the last take to kind of talk some shit, whatever we want to get into. All
right.
So to end this little segment here, how do we feel about the men are trash phrase now? Mm. Has Los got us to his side?
I'm on Los' side. What's I don't
my
care.
But my side is, I don't care.
Los, yeah, Los.
Nah, it's deeper than that.
Los, I'm giving you a win right now, bro. You had the best stance. And I'm telling
Robin?
you changed the way that I felt about it.
Well, I'm glad.
So
I did.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, my stance is not, I don't care about. But, to me, it's not something that I feel personally attacked by. That's what I mean by that when I say I don't care. Like, if you want to say it, like, man, go for it. Like, I get it. I understand why you say it.
It's not about me.
It's not a personal attack on me. I mean, is it for me to be aware of when they say it and be like, all right, make, you know, check yourself, make sure you're not doing no problematic shit. But am I the one that's caused them to say it? Nah. So that's why it doesn't offend me.
Yeah. Love but, that. Yeah. Where are you at right now?
I love that Lowe's came with that because, it definitely helped put things in perspective for me. There's some things that I maybe still need to work through as to why I don't want to say triggered by it. It does bother me. I can manage it. I can contain it. Mm. But I just, I think the other reason why too is why it bothers me is because I am a huge advocate, we all are, of trying to change that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, just be more patient with us. Like,
like
the four of us here, like we hear you, we got you kind of thing. Like just give us some time because this is a lineage thing, right? I mean, I'm not meaning to go off total tangent, but it's gonna take time is all I'm trying to say. So, but yeah, Los definitely opened up my eyes to a lot of things.
Yeah, I think where I sit with it too is that, like, you know, I understand why you say it. I you know, still reserve the fact that it does rub me in a weird way. But it's to JD's point,
makes
like
sense.
It's like I feel like you know, back to his point about solutions, like I always am looking for how do we fix the problem? Because when I hear the phrase, the trash men, when they hear that, they don't know what to fix. They don't know what to change. They don't know what you're talking about.
Or they don't want, they do and they don't want to.
And then, and for men that don't view themselves as trash, now we have to decipher and get to know you and figure out what it is that we can help to be an ally in this situation.
Right.
So when you just say that, it kind of blocks off, you know, a lot of that message that you're trying to give them
to convey.
It's hard for us to It's hard for us to dissect what you're saying.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I don't like the phrase. I understand why you say it. And if this is a situation where it brings you guys unity and it's supposed to push that narrative of like, check yourself and figure it out and stop taking advantage of you being an inherent man, so that we can all get to a better place as humans. So I understand it. And I'm going to let, you know, I'm not going to be bothered by it no more. I'm just going to let it slide.
And one more thing, my bad, Gotti, but one more thing too. If it's coming at us like that, if the narrative behind men are trash is like, get your shit together, guys. Mm. Like, we're over here waiting for you. I'm here for that.
Mm.
I'm totally here for that. And I will do everything I can in my part to help in that department. So if that's what you mean. But if you mean something else, I got shit for you.
I mean, also, I think they just say because it's fun sometimes.
Like, yeah.
It's a fun thing to say.
Yeah.
That also. But yeah, go ahead, Gotti. Take it away. Yeah.
Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words cannot.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going old school. But nah, like Lo said, I really don't care because this is all about accountability. That's just how I was raised. Yeah. If you can't take accountability for the reasons why you're doing what you're doing, then you saying men are trash, that's cool. But if you can't describe that to me, I don't want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a question. What would be the equivalent to women are trash? I didn't want to go off
On a tangent.
I just said it for you. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
I guess that is our version of
it.
Yeah.
We've had it for a long time.
Yeah, so. I was gonna say we've been definitely sending out some phrases that
That's why I'm like, is it really that big a deal? Yeah. Like, let them have their phrase.
Yeah, man. They gotta have their phrase.
Let them have their shit. Too cool, man.
Too
sure. Yeah. So are you gonna be bothered by it anymore?
No. I was just curious, like, what is the equivalent? But I mean, if that's it, then
yeah. I mean, I think that the equivalent is, I don't even know if there is an equivalent,
just
because
everyday life is the equivalent.
Yeah, I was gonna say they haven't had a chance to like, you know, do the same type of damage that men have done to women. You know what I mean? They haven't had like an opportunity to do that. So
it's crazy.
But at the end of the day, like, it's not the same oppression.
Where did you go? All right.
Where did you go? Let's see. Where should we take this, Los?
I have no idea.
Oh, bro. I need your help.
I don't know. What's been going on in the world lately?
This is another step left. Changing the random subject.
Go for it.
I saw this video, and I'm going to actually do a full video on my response on this video. There was this guy about a year ago. He put out this video of him saying that because he's HIV positive, he doesn't have to disclose that he's HIV positive. That the soul conversation shouldn't bear on him.
Yeah, nah.
The internet fucked him up.
What?
Yeah, the internet went crazy on him. A year later, Admin Preach did a video.
Uh-huh.
It called him out. Was basically like, bro, like,
you have to tell.
That's
people.
Literally an offense. Like, you,
that's
we
a
break
felony.
Law.
You can go to jail. That's a felony, bro.
You get locked up.
You're
for
literally
that.
Gonna go to jail for this. So,
like,
so
I mean, if you're not having sex, you don't have to tell people. You're just talking to them. Like, if you think you're gonna like go have sex with somebody and like, you know, you might want to tell them. You feel me? Like, you would have appreciated if the person who gave you AIDS had told you. You would have liked that courtesy. Like, hey, just a heads up, you know, just so you know, I have this thing that I'm dealing with before we have unprotected sex.
Now
you should know
about
it.
Now I know why women are saying men are trash. Because my man is sitting there saying, hey, what you want me to do? I don't have to.
What's crazy is that he put out another video recently. Mm-hmm. And he like pretty much doubled down.
He doubled down on it.
And the way he was leaning on it was like, you guys have this this stigma on HIV. And then he went down on the line of like saying that a person with HIV who's taking his medicine is less likely to pass it on. You're the people
than a person without it.
Wait. What he was saying that the people that were passing it.
You gotta laugh because
Then what? So he was saying that a person who's not taking it.
No, he was saying that the people that are passing on, they don't know that they have HIV.
Okay.
And then
because nobody's telling them.
So then he went on to say that it's the stigma's fault,
right?
That we're saying that, and that the responsibility shouldn't be on the person who's HIV positive. It should be on both people.
Explain to me if I'm dating or if I'm in the I'm talking to somebody and she's positive, right? How is the responsibility on me to find that out? How can you even think that that's a logical sentiment to
have?
Is
that not like asking a man if he's a fuckboy?
That's a million times worse. Like, saying that he's HIV
positive?
AIDS?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah, I know, right?
How are you supposed to ask that question?
Well, I guess there's a conversation to have as far as just like if you're having unprotected sex and getting tested with your partner.
Yeah.
But like,
has anyone ever asked you if you've had AIDS before you slide
no,
in?
No, they didn't say that, but they would say like what's your status and stuff. Like, I've had that conversation.
Yeah, sure. That's okay. There we go. Yeah.
But like, if you are HIV positive, you know that you're positive. It is your responsibility to disclose that if you have the fucking flu,
if you have a head cold, you need to tell me before I get around you. Don't bring none of your germs around me without warning me.
Yeah. I'm about to say, now that you mention that, is he even telling them if they ask? Like, I'm just saying.
Well, he said in the video that he was, but he was just more so making a point, but it was a weird point.
It's a weird point. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a weird point.
It's like COVID right now.
He also said in there that
there's more.
If you want to have sex without a condom, that's your business. You don't have to.
Yeah, bro, different.
I mean, that's true. It's your business.
But not for him.
That's your business, but you should still, you know,
his situation is different.
In your case, sir,
disclose.
You need to tell somebody. Yes. Like,
otherwise, you're going to jail.
That's assault.
His whole point was that, like, you are an adult. If you want to have sex with me, unprotected, you know what could happen.
The consequences to it, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of twisted. It's kind of fucking twisted.
All right, here, if he said, like, I'm HIV positive, you still want to have sex without protection. She was like, yeah, no problem. Okay, well, then she gives her consent.
Yeah.
It's on her at that point. That's an informed decision.
It's some crazy shit.
You can't give somebody half the information.
Right,
yeah.
And he then expect them to make.
No, he's 1,000%.
Gotta be trolling.
No, he's 1,000%.
Because I'm just saying in general, telling somebody that they have no idea that you have anything that you don't.
They're assuming
you're just telling yourself in your head. I ain't gotta tell them nothing because they ain't asking me. That's sick. That's really sick.
That's crazy. Wild.
But here's the thing too. It was crazy to me because like I do watch his content and he has really good points all the time in all of his other videos.
Wait, he's got a whole channel?
No, he's a YouTuber. This is a YouTuber.
I thought it was like a thing that went viral.
No. He's a YouTuber. Shit. He's really talented. He has good perspective. He's level-headed. So when he said this, it was like knee-jerk reacting like...
He's trolling. He cannot possibly believe it.
No, he's dead.
He can't possibly believe that him committing a felony...
No.
Tell him to show his paperwork.
Show that you're HIV positive. Yeah. He was literally saying the truth. Like, I think he wasn't trolling because he was really bothered by it.
You know what I mean? We're just saying, like, if you're going to put your dick in somebody without a condom and you have some type of STI or, you know,
life-threatening illness,
life-altering disease or illness that you can pass on or whatever the correct fucking medical terminology is, you need to tell them.
Yeah.
And it's assault if you don't. It's a fucking felony. So,
yeah.
You know, get just your life
off
together.
Of the law.
Just
since we're talking about YouTubers or, you know,
yeah.
How do y'all feel about Kevin Samuels, if y'all know who
Ooh,
he is?
Oh, shit. Let's dive into that. Let's go
How y'all
into
feel
that.
About him?
I mean, he's equal opportunity, so I'm not completely mad at it. I will say this. If you let people like Kevin Samuels and Justin LaBoy and all these other pages trigger you or, like, move your needle one way or another, it is right there. It's kind of like the men ain't shit.
I love Kevin Samuels because
he's hilarious. What it is.
He's
time,
the
man.
Uncle that you need in your life to get yourself together.
Real talk, uncle.
Calling yourself what he says is like, he makes you call yourself out. First of all, what are you? From one to ten, what do you say you are?
Yeah.
Right.
And I really think that itself shows that women do not take accountability.
Bro, he said, I was watching the video. This is why this all sparked. Men are trash.
Right.
Because he has a whole video on it.
Right.
It was in June last year.
I forget the girl's name, but she was going off on men are trash, and he dissected it, and he was like, she's got a lot to teach you women.
Right.
And he broke it down, but one of the things that he said was, is based on the number of where you are, he said, she's an adjustable six. And I was like, adjustable six? He goes, you know, if she really tries, she could be an eight for one night.
Right.
Yeah. But 9 out of 10, you know, times, she's a six.
For one Jesus night.
Christ. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm like, damn. But,
and see, I think that he hits home with a certain type of person, right? Like a woman who's not triggered by him is a woman who's not like, she's not a trash woman. Like women who are triggered by him, it's kind of like the men are trash thing. And the same thing with men who are triggered by him. A lot of times it's because he says something that stirs something inside of you that you probably do need to work on. Like he had some dude that was on there the other night.
Oh, he was going to fuck
in. This guy's talking about how he deserved like some, like he's like, I deserve, you know, Sports Illustrated models and like Victoria's Secret models and stuff.
No, you don't.
And then like come to find out, like, so he asked the dude, he's like, you know, how tall are you? And he's like 5'3". And he goes, well, you know, how much do you weigh? And he's like 285. Yeah. Like
he's like, all right.
Then he goes, how much do you weigh? I mean, how much do you make? And the guy's like, you know, 500. He goes, oh, 500,000. He goes, no, 500 a week.
Oh,
right? And he goes, all right. And then he's like, all right, well, you must have a big dick. And the guy just got like, huh?
I don't know if I do.
He goes, I don't know,
buddy.
He goes, well, if you don't know, you don't have one.
Right.
He goes, I got a big dick. I know I have one. Yeah. And it's like, so like the fact that that dude never thought about that before. He was just out here double tapping on pictures on Instagram, like I should be fucking hurt.
Right. Right.
And it's like in reality, it's like, nah, bro, like you
haven't
shouldn't
hit that level.
It's crazy that people can be that like just out of it and not know that certain stuff about themselves.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes just rating yourself is like you automatically can tell, okay, this is what I am. I'm around an 8 or I'm a 9 or I'm a 6 or I'm a 7. Like, for most people to sit there and say, well, I think – no, you don't think. You should actually know a
what
number.
What you are.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the reason I like Kevin Samuels, I think sometimes his communication is a little off.
His delivery is very harsh.
It's very harsh.
He real old school.
But there's times where I have to sit back and think about what he's saying. And sometimes he has some points.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't take that from him.
He's good for a laugh every now and then.
You know, the thing about it, too, is that I think a lot of the reasons why people are single is because they don't know what they actually qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even bringing that down to looks. I don't really like rating people on the number scale because I think it's kind of like it's everyone has their own.
Everybody should be a 10 in their own mind.
Yeah, they have their own rating scale.
Right.
But
right.
What I mean by like not knowing what their category is like if you want, to your point, a Sports Illustrated model and you want someone who's successful and you want somebody who has their shit together, then you have to have your shit together as well.
Or be a Sports Illustrated model or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and so it's just like, and vice versa. Like, you know, a lot of women said that they want,
high value men
with six figures and all these things. And it's like, at the same time, like, do they know what a six figure high value man wants from them? And so I think.
And also what a high value six figure man, what his day in the life is. And that's the thing is like, he was saying, he broke it down and like high value men who make six or seven figures, one thing that they really don't have is time because they're working.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time out of my day to produce this type of income. And then he's saying for the woman to be like, you don't spend time with me. It's like, in a sense, you got to manage expectations here.
That's a whack thing because it's like,
yeah,
you know,
really.
for me, like I make six figures.
But you make them with your wife.
I do make them, but we have a lot of time together. When we're not working.
Yeah,
I think that's an excuse because ultimately I think you make time for what you want to make time for. Now,
no,
within reason,
you.
Sometimes you're going to have spurts where you don't really have time maybe for a week. And
you made six figures off of one job with one company.
No, but what I'm saying is like, but that company took me away from my home for a total of 4 months of the 12.
Okay.
That's what I mean. And you guys
worked
for
yourself.
Right,
but then you came back and you had 8 months.
But I missed four is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you had 8 good ones.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is like you guys make your own schedule.
Yes, we do.
You shoot when you want to shoot.
We
do the content when you want to do the content. If you had, I'm talking about the corporate guy who makes 500 grand a year and he has a boss or he has a CEO and he's got to fly here. He's got to do this presentation. He's got to do this, got to do it. He's going to miss some soccer games.
Yeah.
He's going to miss some date nights. And that's what
the
I'm
regular,
saying.
The regular.
That's what I'm talking about.
The normality. Sure,
the modern day entrepreneur who can make their own schedule. I'm not referring. This doesn't apply to us. But it's the corporate world.
Yeah. No, I mean, you have to, I think that is true. This has to be a reasonable level of, you know, not accountable. You have to be reasonable.
Yeah,
you got to be reasonable. Like, you know, somebody,
you just have to weigh what's more important. Right. Is the $500,000 more important than your marriage?
Might be.
But you know what I'm saying? You have to weigh your valuables.
It goes both ways. That's
It's interesting.
But no, Kevin Samuels, like,
he's a character.
He'll hang up on women. He's like, well, we're not going to do.
Because they'll be going off.
I ask you to be nice to me. You be nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be nice to you type of thing. But he is old school. He will shoot you straight. And ultimately, in something that we text just yesterday, I think, people hear what they want to hear.
Mm. All the time.
Yeah. At the end of the day. And if it's something you either can't handle, odds are that's something you need to really work on.
At the end of the day, we are a podcast. You know, JD's about to get into it right after here in the bonus content. But we are a podcast who is open to learning, open to new perspectives. We have people call in to tell us when we were talking some shit and we didn't know what we was talking about. And so I'm sure this episode was loaded with a bunch of that. I mean, you know, give us your opinion. Let us know. We're trying to learn. We're trying to grow because we don't want to be trash men. And I think I can speak for everybody on this panel right here. I'm super happy that Gotti got to jump in here. Let the people know where they can find you. You are a multi-talented cat. I see you doing a lot of work for the community, a lot of work for the kids. You're super advocate for people to finish college. And so, yeah, just let them know where they can find you.
Hey, man, you know, find me at Gotti West, GODDYWEST. I'm from West Adams. Got a podcast, too, The Black Barbershop. Make sure y'all go follow that. It's a zero instead of an O at the end, The Black Barbershop. And, yeah, man, check out IamWest.com. I'm sorry, IamWestLA.com.
There you go.
And go, you know, get some merch. And, man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. I'll be checking out all y'all stuff on YouTube, checking out the clips. So it's funny to be here. It really is. These some cool cats. Same way you see them, they really who they is. Is who they be.
Appreciate you, bro. Thank you for coming on.
For sure. Yeah, is there anything you guys want to tell off at the end, let the people know something?
JD?
Yes.
he was ready for it. Chomping at the bit.
Who, me?
My turn?
Nah, Los was right.
Thanks.
Los was right.
Yeah, you won the
soul. And I don't mean to sound surprised. I want to get killed.
But he was.
I don't want to get killed. No, but I'm having it's all processing. So yeah. You were right. And I appreciate the different perspective, which is a testament to us. That's why I think this works so well, is we're all cut from a different cloth. The dynamic is always going to be real because there's just so many different perspectives. So, you know, we definitely utilize that today. And Los is right. That's it. It's me trying to get in good with Los is high. That's all.
Yeah, no, Los was right, man. He really did brought a really interesting perspective to it. Yeah. And it was helpful for me. I think you've been doing that for me for a couple weeks now.
Thank you.
You know, just the way, and it was the real reason why I asked you to be on the podcast was because, you know, you give me that all the time in real life.
Yeah.
When we have conversations just off camera. So, you know, I'm glad that this was a great display of what you can bring and what you can do and how you think.
Yeah. And since we're giving Los his flowers, you also, bro, I told you we had a whole incident here like a week and a half ago. It was not good. It's not a proud moment for me. And Los totally like saved the day.
Yeah, you did.
Saved the day. I hope you listened to every minute of my voice note I sent you.
Yeah,
I did. You? No, I really did. Okay. I actually did listen to that one for real, all the way through. No, because I've admitted before that when you guys send long ass voice notes, I listen to where I feel like I've gotten the meat of the message, and I'm like, out.
But real talk. Yeah. I hope you know how much that was appreciated, and for both of us.
Yeah, vice versa.
Right. Really, no, seriously,
I'm glad to be able to. Do that for you
guys. To the people who are like, what the fuck are they talking about? You guys already know, you guys have been correcting me. I have a tendency to be a little bit abrasive. I have a tendency to have one way or the highway outlook on things. A partly of that is because I am provocative and I want to keep it spicy here on the podcast. But partly of that is really truly my character and something that I have to work on. It shows up in my marriage. It shows up in my friendship. So it is something that I have to take account because it's not just you guys saying it. It's also the people in the comments. So I have to look at that as like I'm the only common denominator here.
That's big.
I have to take that in. Yeah. I have to take that in.
Accountability.
I have to take that in. And, and it's something that I'm working on. I hope that you guys can keep me accountable and you guys as well. But yeah, we had a situation here on the panel after our last episode with Shan that you guys saw, and JD and I almost went at it. But we worked it out though. We worked it out.
In large part thanks to Los.
We worked it out.
He was like, "What we're not gonna do?"
We're not gonna do that. But I was telling you too after that, you know, after that encounter, I was like, "Bro, there was nothing that you would have done in that moment that would have made me look at you different." Even if it did get to the worst possible outcome. I say that to all of you guys, like, like, you guys are truly my best friends, and at the end of the day, even if we scrap, that's not gonna make me look at you guys different, no matter what you say to me, no matter what you do, because I do deeply care for you guys' well-being, and I deeply care what, you know, what happens to you guys as far as the outcome. Like, I want you guys both to shine, and my intent is never to make you guys feel anything other than that.
That's what brothers do.
And vice versa. I mean, for me, I it shows up in my marriage, shows up in my friendships too. And it's funny, I actually learned something on this episode when you said it takes you a long time to see someone else's perspective. I feel exposed to shit because that is me to the core. Oh my God, Shay's watching right now like, but it's real. And it made that night make more sense to me right now. Because we were both just stuck on like, no, but I know what you're saying, but listen to me. As opposed to seeking to understand. We were seeking to be understood.
And then Los was like the bridge.
And Los literally, for everyone right now, like, I wonder what Los was doing. How this episode started with Los, like, you know what, honestly, for me, man, doesn't really matter. That was Los here. He was like, all right, calm down, chill out. Like, chill. Bro, you were
go to that side.
I don't know if because you were high. I don't know what, but bro, dog, you were so, but you did exactly.
I've seen this happen enough in my life to know when it's at a point where it needs to be contained and when you need to let two people work their shit out. You, especially when it comes to two grown men. Addressing something between them. Between them, you gotta let them get this shit off their chest. You just gotta know when to step in, and you know when to let people express what they need to express. And it got to a point where y'all were not expressing anymore.
There was only one end.
We got to that spot where it was like, all right, let's calm it down now. That's all it was, man.
It gets like that sometimes.
So
it was good though. It was good. It helped me.
I think it showed how much it helped me too. That was
y'all needed to get some shit off your chest.
You needed to let it loose.
So
that was a whole revelation for me too. So
Well, shit, man, this was a great episode. It was a lot. It was all over the place, but at the end of the day,
Let's enjoy the podcast.
We just talking openly.
Come on now.
And if you're gonna crucify us for what we said, not who we are.
And I'm gonna just end with accountability message.
Go follow Gotti.